A golden age has unexpectedly dawned in Ted Mundy's life. He has a home, he has a friend, both new concepts to him. He is part of a brave new family determined to rebuild the world. While Sasha's dealings with women are swift and purposeful, Mundy remains true to his vow of abstinence. Occasionally he is obliged to exchange a platonic word or two with one of the squad's indecently high proportion of beautiful girls, but that is only because within hours of his admission he is gallantly providing free conversation lessons in English 3 times a week to any fellow communard so inclined. If he arrived in Berlin a greenhorn, under the guidance of Sasha and the comrades, he becomes an eager inheritor of the movement's noble history. The names of its heroes and villains are soon as familiar to him as those of great cricketers. It was the Iranian exile, Bahman Nirumand, on the eve of the Shah of Iran's visit to West Berlin, who informed a packed student audience in the Free University's Auditorium Maximum of the true awfulness of the Shah's American-backed regime. It was Benno Ohnesorg who demonstrated against the Shah's visit to the city, and was on the very next day shot through the head by a plainclothes police inspector. Mundy knows the dates and places of the great sit-ins and bloody confrontations of the recent past. He knows that the student revolt is raging across the world on 1,000 battlefields, and that the students of America have been as brave as any and as savagely put down. So many brothers and sisters everywhere.